of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by Bad Enough. Take it one game at a time.
To all who have come to the Super Spooky Podcast, welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm the Ghost of Ryan.
The Ghost of Ryan. With new episodes coming out every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get podcasts from. Simply search for the Obscure Disney Podcast, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
Ooh.
Should I call it Not So Scary Podcast? Would that have been better?
It's a whole month past that. It's way too late for being clever now.
Talk about not being scary.
Yeah, well, actually, we're going to be talking about scary things.
We are?
We're talking about some scary stuff.
Oh.
You ready to be scared?
I'm in the Halloween spirit.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, we...
Is that what you were calling that shirt today?
My Halloween spirit
jersey. it's kind of along the lines of another News Rumors and Lies, but this is all just rumors and lies for the most part.
scary edition. Tell me the first scary thing we're going to be talking about.
Well, this is one of those Disney rumors that has been around forever. And I think Disney lets it do that. They've never made like an official declaration on any of these things.
Yeah.
So I think they like the fact that it makes people talk about it and have a discussion, right?
Yeah, urban legends have never hurt anybody's reputation, I don't think.
Yeah, unless they're really bad. But we'll start out with the Pirates of the Caribbean.
I bet there's all kinds of scary urban legends about that Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, it's...
Yo, ho, 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 it's Pirates life for me.
It certainly is. And it's a very fun ride, super interesting. They put a lot of work into it.
Yeah.
Originally, it was going to be a walkthrough, so the fact that it turned into the boat ride is very fortunate for all of us.
Yeah, it just seems to make sense. How can you walk through with all that water there?
They give you special wading boots. little calisthenics walking through the whole ride underwater.
Oh my gosh.
But this rumor persists from when they were building it. And I'll tell you the rumor first.
Okay.
Without any irony. So apparently they were running short on time, and to sculpt and create all of the skeletons that are in the ride would be time and money restrictive.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to a local hospital, college, something along those lines, and purchased a bunch of real human skeletons to put into the ride to save themselves some time sculpting these things.
Totally logical.
And to this day, there is still one real human skull in the ride.
This is the rumor to be?
This is the rumor.
Okay, yeah.
So
the one on the headboard, is that?
The one on the headboard in the captain's room is supposedly the real one.
Yeah.
So I have a few problems with this.
Okay. So you're going to say that it's not true?
Oh, it's 100% not true. 100%. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay.
And here's why.
All right.
Even back then, they had extremely talented sculptors. You look at all of the figures they made for Pirates of the Caribbean, skeletons are all the same. So all they would have had to have done is sculpt one skeleton.
Yeah.
And then cast it over and over and over and over again to get as many skeletons as they wanted.
Yeah.
So this idea of it being time restrictive and, you know, oh, they didn't have the artistry to do it, or it's too complicated, it's like, oh, pshaw.
Yeah, that's so true. Plus, I think that there would be issues with decomposing bodies and stuff and like microorganisms.
Dried out bones, I guess, would be fine. But
would they?
I would assume that there'd probably be like a health risk, yeah, or like a, you know, something along those lines. So the idea that they didn't have the artistry or the time to build a skeleton is just silly.
Yeah.
And the fact that they would still have a real human skull mounted in the pirate's ride is silly too. I mean, with all the social justice people around, you would make somebody mad.
You would.
If you had a real human head. That's somebody's relative with their head stuck on the headboard, you know?
I would totally sign up for that. Put me in there anywhere you would like.
We'll get to that in a minute.
But you name it, I'll be there.
In general, I feel like this is super fake. What do you think?
Well, I think it would make a lot of sense to put them in there because dead men tell no tales.
Thank you for keeping me on topic. That's wonderful.
So, yeah, no, I can see where it definitely would not make sense, and that for all the reasons that it would be easier just to use some sort of like form epoxy type thing.
Yeah.
Whatever they had available almost sounds easier than putting in real bones.
Right.
Actually. So.
And I wonder maybe if the rumor didn't come from, maybe they borrowed a real skeleton to make sure they got all the bones right or whatever, like to look at. But there's no way that they actually put a real skeleton.
Right. Well, and we had a skeleton in every single health class I was ever in, all across America. Right.
Right.
So you could easily have gone to any health store and just bought one of those, and,
right,
or dozens of those, and throw that. That would have been far easier than anything else at this time.
So totally lies, but it's a fun rumor, and it's fun to hear people talking about it when you're in line and stuff.
Or when you're, when you're in line or on the boat ride, and you're like, look, that one's real, guys.
That's the real skull.
And then it's turn to you and go, yes, look, they're right. Look how right they are.
It's my skull up there. That's right.
But like, if I didn't know better, I would think that your book, your human flesh book, was made out of real human flesh.
Oh, see.
Because it looked like it when I walked in, you were sewing it all up.
All it takes is a little bit of artistry and you can make it look real.
Yeah.
And like I said, Disney's never refuted it. So I think they just like the fact that it gets people talking.
Oh, for sure.
I guess. But speaking of you donating your body to Disney.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We're going to talk about people that do a little bit more and donate things that Disney don't want.
Oh.
Specifically, the cremated remains of a loved one.
Oh, yes.
Now, we all know that a lot of times ashes are put somewhere especially important to somebody, where they have an especially good memory, something along those lines. So Disneyland, and I'm sure Disney World, have a lot of people trying to sneak that kind of stuff in, I think.
Right.
But most specifically, it happens mostly on the Haunted Mansion. Because everyone wants to be that thousandth ghost in the Haunted Mansion,
you
apparently.
You know there's been over 1,000 people already trying to sneak ashes up in that place.
But this is just unsanitary and gross. Like, I understand. I love Disney as much as the next person. But the idea of my cremated remains floating around in there is just gross, isn't it?
Not for me. I'd be dead, so I'd be fine with it. but the fact that, like, if anything gets in your mouth while you're on that ride, then you're like, oh, is that Uncle Harry?
Ew.
Or somebody else's Uncle Harry?
Ow.
That's just horrible.
Yeah,
it ruins
all of this
the ride.
Sounds gross and unnecessary. Uh-huh. I wonder if...
It'd be super easy to do, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's not hard to get the ashes in there. But if you get caught, they're definitely, like, you're in trouble.
Yeah,
you can't do that, you know? I wonder if Disney shouldn't do something where they're like, if you have someone's ashes that love Disney, if they could have a place specifically for that or a program of some kind.
They couldn't be on property, though.
Why not? They do all sorts of things with ashes now. Like, you said, here is my loved one's ashes, compress it into a gem and use it as a crystal on this thing here.
Can you even imagine?
they could charge whatever they wanted and people would pay for it.
Yeah. So. And Disney World is 42 square miles, so you could literally put it, you could have it like a whole burial yard there.
Right, sure.
I mean, they have their own independent city, so you might as well have a, you know, cemetery there.
And they can like even like put you in a tree and stuff now, so maybe they could use you just to build a forest or something, you know.
Wow.
There's all sorts of things that they could do. I think Disney, but Disney doesn't want to be held responsible.
No.
For your loved one's remains.
They have got better things to do than all of that.
And then you're going to have people that feel like they have some sort of ownership over something and demand things.
Yeah.
And, you know, it could get ugly. Completely. So, keep your ashes to yourself.
Yeah. I'm donating my ashes to 31 Baskin Robbins. 31 Baskin. You know what I'm talking about?
I do not want no Steve flavored ice cream. What are you talking about?
No, just sneak my ashes in there and just hide me
behind. Okay, so listener alert. In the 10-mile radius around wherever Steve dies, don't go to no 31 flavors.
Do you know, literally, I've actually never been to Baskin Robbins. I mean, like, maybe twice in my entire life. Well, I do like the pink spoons, though.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
I think sampling takes way too long, though.
Oh, is that what the pink spoons are for?
I think so.
Oh, I hate it. Never mind.
Moving on. Another rumor. Maybe not so spooky. Well, if you don't like exercise, this one's a spooky one.
Okay.
I hate exercise.
Yeah.
So,
a four-letter word in this house.
There is a ongoing discussion about the Matterhorn.
Oh, yeah.
And the hidden basketball court inside the Matterhorn, right?
Uh-huh.
For those that don't know, the rumor is that they built a full or even a half court basketball court inside the Matterhorn because for various reasons I've heard, you know, like because that way it's not signified as an attraction. Now it's considered like a gym or, you know, like, I don't know, some legality kind of nonsense or whatever.
You think? That doesn't even make sense, but okay.
Well, I don't know.
That's weird.
Just saying. There's all sorts of... I think
it is true, though, isn't it?
Well, true, kind of.
Okay.
There is no court. There is a basketball hoop in there. And from what I understand, they used it as like a break room. And so the people that worked the Matterhorn would maybe shoot some hoops during a break or something.
Okay.
But it's not a court. It's not regulation size.
So it's like a garbage can with a hole cut out the bottom.
Right. Like they may have gone so far as to actually purchase an actual basketball hoop, but that's about the extent of how huge it is.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe it's something that people are interested in, but it's, I think in true Disney fashion, it gets bigger and more magical the more it's spread.
There's bleachers and they sell tickets after hours and stuff.
Mickey and Goofy are in there playing some one-on-one. That's what's going on inside the Matterhorn when you're not there. Right?
That's why that line moves so slowly.
So, you know, those are all kind of speculative, weird oddities. But then other scary things happen at the parks in general, namely like injuries.
Yeah.
And accidents.
There was one on the Matterhorn, wasn't there?
There was one on the Matterhorn. There was from what I understand, there was a woman, I should have actually written down her real name, but her nickname was Dolly, apparently. And at some point...
Did she look like Dolly Parton?
You know, they didn't have a picture in the article that I read.
In my mind, she does.
Okay, so there you go. But apparently she haunts the Matterhorn because during a certain section, she either stood up or fell out or something along those lines and passed away on the Matterhorn. And so it's called, quote-unquote, Dolly's Dip. And if you're riding alone on the Matterhorn, which I don't know how you would ever be alone in a car. I mean, that they cram you in there, you know.
Yeah.
But if you're ever alone, you might be able to hear something or see something.
But is there evidence that there was a Dolly Dip and she fell out or hit her head or something?
Yeah, there That's is. All true. There so is we... a... I want to say there is record of someone passing away. but I'm not sure how outlandish the story gets post that. And there's a lot of that sort of stuff in the parks where they're like, oh, I saw a ghost riding on this ride, or there's
I'm
totally
not nearly
a ghost.
As interested about the that part of the story is just to see if it was actually true and how it actually happened. You know, if that would be what I'd be more interested in finding out.
I would say if,
because
in the case of sudden death on in a Disney park, 9 times out of 10 it's because of
hot dogs
because of visitor error.
Okay.
That would whether make intentional much more sense or than not. Corn dogs, yeah, sir. Corn dogs probably aren't causing a whole lot of deaths.
I don't know. Have you seen the way I eat them?
You're very aggressive with the corn dogs. You need to chew. No, 9 times out of 10, it's because someone's doing something they're not supposed
right.
to. And there are situations where Disney is responsible.
Yeah.
There are situations where they've made a mistake. But of all the records I've seen of people actually dying in a Disney park, most of the time it's like they were trying to jump from car to car, or they were somewhere they weren't supposed to be, or they were trying to sneak in. You know, like, it's these kind of stories that make you go, well, how much personal responsibility are you going to take, and how much are you going to point the finger at Disney?
Yeah.
You know? Speaking of pointing fingers, though, I have to air some pet peeve laundry right now.
Is it a two-finger salute?
I'll air two-finger pet peeves. Fingers are very detachable, people. It doesn't take a lot of pressure to get rid of fingers.
Off. They look permanent, but they're really...
They're really not. And so when I see people ignoring the rules as far as being on the boats concerned, it really stresses me out. There have been incidences where people's fingers have been caught and pinched between...
I could see that happening so easily.
So easy. And oh, I can't tell you how many times we've been on Pirates of the Caribbean and watching the boat in front of us, and there's multiple kids with their hands stuck in the water, which, by the way, is disgusting. That water is not made to be played in.
Yeah.
But I'm more concerned about the fact that your kids' hands are in the water and they're not paying attention to what's coming up next. You don't know where the edges are,
right?
Where they could get trapped between the boat and something holding the boat on its path.
No, you kind of do. It's everywhere.
Well,
everywhere
that's
down
true,
the entire ride, there's a metal bar holding you in place.
Selfishly, I don't want to be stuck on a ride behind a screaming kid with no fingers.
Nope.
You know, like,
oh my
this
gosh.
Is a worst nightmare scenario for me.
Yeah, we want to enjoy our Pirates ride.
And it's not just, you know, obviously I don't want to be stuck behind it, but I also don't want a child to have literally their life ruined by having their fingers severed
right.
at Disneyland. That's terrible.
Truly.
And it's one of those situations where you want to yell at somebody and be like, get your kids' hands out of the water! You know?
Yeah.
It just stresses me out so bad.
Have
every
we ever
time.
Heard a warning come on like that? Because they have infrared cameras watching you
they
the
do.
Whole time.
Yeah.
Have we ever heard anybody get on there and say, because we've had them say, please
no
sit down,
pictures.
No flash photography, a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
But I don't think I've ever heard them say, hands inside the boat.
They not at Disney. When we were at Six Flags, we were getting on a water ride, and there was a bunch of rambunctious boy teenagers.
Uh-huh.
And before they were even out of the loading area, the girl had to be like, hands in the out of the water, you know, because they're already putting their hands in the water. It's like,
really?
Are you a toddler? You know, like, anyway, I don't know that I've ever heard them specifically come over the intercom and interrupt everything, but I feel like as a parent, it's kind of your job.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't, I don't think kids should be sitting on the outside edges anyway. Like, I understand that they can't see really well from the inner parts.
They should be able to be responsible enough to keep their hands inside their laps, not to get their hand cut.
Well, and even if they're not, that's your job as a parent,
right?
I think.
I mean, on a hot day, you see that water and you long to put your hand in there. And even as an adult, you have to remind yourself, what am I thinking? That's a horrible thought. Don't even think it. So if you're a kid and don't really know any better, I could see that being an issue.
Right.
I had a friend when I was a kid who wanted to save time when mowing the lawn and didn't turn off the lawnmower and clean the grass out and cut off his fingers.
Ah,
yeah.
Ew. Mm-hmm.
So it can happen.
It happens everywhere.
But obviously a lawnmower is a lot more dangerous than a boat.
That's true.
But that boat's big and heavy.
And we've been lucky enough not to ever be around when a child has had a limb or anything severed. So thank goodness for that. I'm not sure how often it actually happens. But it's just the maybe that freaks me out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But if you were to pass away and got to haunt Disney, where would you want to be a ghost at?
Oh, I would like to say Space Mountain because it seems like such a fun place to haunt.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be fun. But that just seems so on the nose.
Well, it's very loud and fast all the time, too.
Right. Though. You know who I would like to haunt? Small World. That would be perfect. It's so bright and cheery. And then all of a sudden I pop out somewhere.
So, give him the full Haunted Mansion treatment. Now a ghost will follow you home.
Seriously, dude. That's exactly where I want to haunt. Small World.
Okay. I mean, I think the song would drive you crazy.
Oh, that is a good point.
I would totally be down for haunting the beginning of Pirates in the Bayou.
Yeah.
Like across from the Blue Bayou Lagoon, just where it's quiet.
Oh, yeah.
I'd float around in there.
That would be great.
And then, you know, it's nice and quiet. I have a little house.
Yeah.
Be very cute.
That would be cute. You could just live right there, play the banjo the whole time. You could be the banjo guy and just stand up randomly.
The banjo.
That could be
haunted banjo.
That would be totally what you want to do. I could see that. No, I think a fun ride would be Roger Rabbit, maybe even, because that would be more my style of ride. It's bright and loud and
taxis
driving.
I guess you could always kind of things. Wander around too. Like why commit to one ride? You might feel like haunting different places.
The guy that sprays you the green sludge at you on that ride.
Oh.
And then I'd be real.
Just so you're going to possess a bunch of animatronics is what you're
telling. Yeah, the Slimer ghost. I could be a Slimer ghost and like actually spray people. That's it.
Oh,
final decision.
Malfunction on the Roger Rabbit ride as he sprays you in the face.
This is how you know heaven's real.
When that happens, we'll know that Steve's haunting it.
Yeah.
But it's like I always say, fingers are not permanent.
But they should be.
But they should be. And if you follow my perfectly sculpted two fingers, because I have both, point to the exit, and we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.